Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, and all that good stuff. We will be going over a few comebacks in the beginning, and we will actually be talking about to our other viewers that are a fan of trash K-reality shows. We will actually be talking about Singles Inferno. There is a new season. And the reason why we are going to be discussing Singles Inferno this time is because of the amount of different contestants on the show this time that kind of look like K-pop idols. And it's a really trashy, fun show to watch also. We will be talking about Twice because there's a new trademark. You know, after the whole crazy Misamo-ness, we have another one. Also, I guess we have a little bit of Rise. We have a good amount of ITZY stuff to talk about. Some 17 news. Not the most best of news. It's definitely on the negative side. We have also NewJeans stuff about when they will be performing come New Year's. Some crazy story about sea idols, right? And Sesungs.
Right.
And then, of course, ending on BTS because a lot of BTS stuff did happen. And also ending with Stray Kids.
Of course.
Stray Kids. Okay. Also, let us begin with our Christmas giveaway because we did the randomizer wheel thingy. And we have our winner. So we will be posting this also on our story. So for a few days, just so people could see it, because I know a lot of you all listen at different times and different days and all that good stuff. Whenever, wherever you're tuning in and listening, this is the Permission to Stand podcast. And I don't know if we even gave that little spiel in the beginning, but we're pretty much available on all streaming platforms. You can check us out also on our social media stuff.
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And on Instagram, that is where a lot of you had left us a message with all your information in terms of what we were asking for the Christmas giveaway. And lo and behold, we have our winner.
Yes.
So congratulations to...
Drum roll.
Hey.
Yuta. And then his...
Kohyuta. Is, his Instagram name. And... he is a fellow Twice once, and he is also a Jiho simp. I mean, Stan.
Simp.
I'm also a Jiho simp, but obviously I'm a Sana bias, as most of you know, but I do simp a lot for Nayeon and Jiho. They are my wreckers, so excellent choice. Congratulations.
Yes.
We will get in contact with you, and if you haven't checked it out and seen it on our Instagram, on our it's like the archive. Oh, highlights. Yeah, I'm a boomer. so on our IG highlights, there are a few of our past winners to show that, you know, this shit is real.
Right.
So there you go. Kohyuta will be added, engraved into history via social media highlights on Instagram. All right. So let's see. Let's start with comebacks. December 11th. Twice did release a new single, and it's actually their Japanese single. I do like a lot of their Japanese songs. All their JP stuff is just super catchy. And this is like one of the more upbeat ones because, you know, like Donut was a little bit more like kind of on the slower pace and mellow. Dance Again was really cool. It was fun, upbeat, and kind of like... like the music video was like a
montage.
Oh, yeah. Montage.
Of, like, their travels and stuff.
Of their travels and stuff. Haley, you're right.
Yeah.
And specifically their Japan tour travels for their most recent one, Ready to Be tour. And it was really cool. It was just a really nice, fun, chill, catchy, poppy song. It sounds like a Japanese single. If you know Twice as Japanese songs, it sounds like one of them. So there you go. Oh, and then also ITZY. We have a lot of interesting stuff for ITZY. Okay, so not to confuse you all, because some of you Mitzis would probably know this, but their second full-length album called Born to Be, interesting enough because, you know, Twice, and they're also from JYP, you know, was Ready to Be. So it's interesting that they have the 2B part. So ITZY is actually set to drop their second full album on January 8th. But the reason why we are talking about them very early is because starting December 18, they will be dropping like consecutively music videos. Mm-hmm. We've seen this recently with a lot of other groups.
Yes.
And it will just, I think it will be like a release like almost like every week or.
Damn, but then I don't feel like, I feel like it's like, not been like that though.
It's, this is actually, something new. This is like an MV, actually not even every week, every few days.
Yeah.
Till the actual release of their album, the full length album. Mm-hmm. So the first one that will be coming out is December 18. It's going to be Born to Be, the music video release, I guess it looks like. And I mean, that's the name of the album, but that's not actually the title track. So I guess we can kind of go over it really quickly. So December 18, yes, Born to Be. December 20th, so 2 days later, Crown on My Head, and it's Yeji. So I guess they're going to have solos.
Yeah.
December 22, Runaway with Ryujin. December 25, on Christmas, you got Mine with Chaeryeong. December 27th. Yet, but, and Yuna, you know, we know everything that's going on currently with Leah. So she is actually, she's not on this
sitting
comeback.
This out.
She is definitely sitting this out because there's nothing else there. Then June 2nd, Mr. Vampire. That sounds cool already. Then January 8th, the actual album release date. They will be releasing the actual title track called Untouchable. So the album releases and the music video for that comes out. Let's see. Also on December 18, the same day is Daesung.
Yes.
The man, the myth, the legend, the best personality in the world of K-pop.
In Big Bang.
From Big Bang.
Yeah.
He's going to be releasing a special single. It was all in Korean, so I literally just copy-pasted it into Google Translate, and I guess it's called It Flows. Yeah, so there you go. His music's always really good, and he has a really great voice.
Right.
So, in addition to his amazing personality.
Yeah.
Right?
And hair.
And hair. Oh, yeah. His hair now. Oh, yes. It's like a mop.
Mane.
And December 22nd, we have NCT 127. So 127 is going to be having, I guess, like a winter special single.
Oh.
Very cool.
For Christmas,
yes.
I'm guessing.
Unless it's for winter.
Oh, yes.
For, since they're also from SM, right? We will actually be talking about winter, too, very soon. In a segment that you probably will never expect, but NCT 127, the track will be There For Me. It sounds cute. That's a good title track. Our title track. It's not a title track, but good title. For a track. All right. Because next we did bring up Singles Inferno.
I feel like we have talked about this on previous episodes before.
We probably have.
We have.
It's like Singles, like probably the second season and maybe
the
first season.
We
did. Okay, so we will be talking about it again. Singles Inferno 3 literally just dropped maybe like a day or two ago.
Yeah.
On Netflix. And it's only been 3 episodes. I guess they're releasing it in batches kind of thing. Every couple days or in a few episodes.
Yeah.
So the latest 3 episodes have dropped. It was, if you watch this, you were blown away just like us.
Yeah, we won't spoil anything.
I don't want to spoil.
Just in case you guys do watch it.
Right, and you have to watch from the first and second one because you kind of see it's all different people every time because it's like a dating reality series for very hot Asian people, right?
Yes.
Mostly like Koreans.
Specifically Korean.
But the thing is, like, they changed little things, like, from the first one, you know, to the second one, kind of like learning from their mistakes or trying to make the show better. This new season, wow.
Yeah.
Like, hats off to the producers. They did an excellent job. Like, it's wild. The twists and turns and the drama.
You'll get goosebumps.
It's pretty fun. So definitely check it out if you ran out of stuff to watch. Singles Inferno 3. This is on Netflix, and you could kind of glance and go through Singles Inferno 1 and 2, like I said, just to get an idea, because 3 is completely different how they handled the whole show.
Yeah.
So it was like, for veterans of the show, you enjoyed it, and it was amazingly refreshing in a good way.
Yeah.
Not only that, they usually, like I said, they have hot singles out there because it's called Singles Inferno, right?
And obviously they go through like a casting thing
to make sure they
pick out the cream of the crop.
The creme de la creme.
Yeah.
Because everyone is freaking
good
hot.
Looking. Have really good bodies.
And super fit. Guys are like built. Girls are like stacked. And wow. This season is very interesting because we have so many K-pop idol lookalikes. I feel like I want to make a TikTok of this. So mental note. Hopefully we will. Let's see. Let's start off with, of course, I'm going to bring her up first. We have another fake Jenny.
This is like the second one.
I think the other, what was her name?
Zia?
Zia?
Yeah.
So that's from like Singles Inferno 1, I think.
Yes.
So there's a new Jenny lookalike on this one. And I call her fake Jenny, but this time she actually looks more like Jenny.
A little bit more.
She definitely looks a lot more like Jenny than the first fake Jenny. So there you go. We have fake Jenny 2, but actually looks like more like Jenny. Yes, and we're talking about the Jenny of Blackpink, of course. Next, we have Kirkland Winter. Winter from aespa, yes. Kirkland version Winter. A little touch of Mion from G-Idle 2. I don't know their names because it's hard for me to remember like the Korean names. I'm really bad with names to begin with.
Yeah.
So, but if you watch the show, you'll see it. But literally, there's a
you'll already know
there's a Winter lookalike that has a little touch of Mion. Then we have Great Value Jackson Wang. So they're I mean, it's self-explanatory at that point. We have a very super awkward stick figure like awkward dude.
Yeah.
That looks just like Tae. And yes, Tae Hyung from BTS. We're
talking about he has similarities to V.
You'll see the facial feature similarities, 100%. But he has a little mix of not just V or Tae.
Yeah.
We got to add a sprinkle of Eric Nam. So it's Tae-Eric Nam.
Yes.
Then we also have a bootleg, very tall version of Kai and San.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, yeah, like he looks like Kai from EXO and San from 80s.
Yeah, like if you guys watch this, you'll know exactly who we're talking about.
I don't know their damn names, but you'll know exactly who we are referencing.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a Kai San.
That's how we will remember them.
And he's a giant.
By their fake names.
We have a very devious Shuhwa / Sejong. And Shuhwa from G-Idol.
Mm-hmm.
And Sejong from IZONE or IZONE, IZONE. I know I say IZONE, but I've heard people say IZONE.
Oh,
I really think it's IZONE. Exactly. But I'm just trying to be nice to anyone else. You know, Tornado.
IZONE.
But,
it is one.
And then there you go.
No, because it is, right? The star is in the middle. It's like IZ star and then one.
One, yeah. Exactly. So, but if you don't know that group, you'll probably recognize Sejong because she is the main girl from A Business Proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Literally from IZONE, it's crazy. Like, they were so stacked, that group.
I feel like they were a super group and then they just tore them apart.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was like, it was literally a super group. You had Wonyoung, you had Yoonbi, you had, Yujin.
Right.
We had Sakura.
Mm-hmm.
We had Chaewon. And we had Sejong. Like, the list goes on.
A lot of them
on.
Were from, like, Le Sserafim.
Like, a couple of them, like, IVE and, you know, a lot of soloists, too. But it's just pretty crazy, that group. But, yes, back to the girl. She looked like Shuhwa from G-Idle and Sejong combined. But she's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You know, she's a fun character.
Mm-hmm.
To,
you need to have one of her.
She has the drama mama, yeah. If you catch my drift. And lastly, there's another one that's I guess you could say a Great Value Giselle from aespa.
And Chaeryeong.
Oh yeah, she looks like Giselle and Chaeryeong from ITZY.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. If you watch the show, you know
You'll
exactly
know
who the hell we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that was cool. Like to see like all these like crazy like chimera fusions of different idols.
And because like one of the hosts is actually the Mangnae from Super Junior, Kyuhyun.
Oh, but he doesn't look like a Mangnae.
Well, he's in his 30s now, so.
He looks like he's in his 50s.
He does not.
Mid 40s at the least.
Oh my god.
He's super dad form.
Yeah, he is.
He's the guy
dad.
On the right side if you watch it, like,
yeah.
Cuz it's almost like Terrace House if you watch that.
Mm-hmm.
They have commentators, like celebrity commentators.
Yeah.
But he's he's the guy on the right. He looks way older. So there you go. Okay, moving on from Singles Inferno. I did mention that JYP had put in another trademark.
So I want to, like, before you say anything about this, did you see the video that I posted?
No. What happened?
So it's not actually a supergroup.
No shit.
I sent it to you and you liked it. So I guess you didn't watch it.
I don't remember it.
The characters are called Twinsy and it's for ITZY.
Oh, never mind. I did see. Oh.
Yeah, that's not a super group. Because a lot of people were speculating that Twinsie was going to be a super group for JYP. But then they released a YouTube video of ITZY's new, like, Skazoo-like characters. So, and which is funny. The thing is that they had. They do. But oh, now they're just... Yeah.
They just erased the other ones.
The other ones don't exist anymore. They haven't posted since February. And then, so like, I guess they're rebranding their little Skazoo characters. And then now they're all cats.
Twinsie was such a good name for like a super group. Okay, so if you were like on my end and you didn't know about this, we all assumed, or if you didn't hear about it.
Well, a lot of people were assuming that.
So like we all thought Twinsie was a trademark for a supposedly super group. We thought it was going to be like Super M, you know, like SM, Super M, or like Got the Beat or Girls on Top from SM. Oh, man, because we thought it was going to be Twice, ITZY, NIZZY, NMIX, like just a mix of everything. Cause
yeah, Twinsie, it had all the names. It has like, the letters. Yeah, all the letters for them.
Oh, shit. Okay, but no,
they're like Skazoos for ITZY.
God damn it, JYP.
Yeah, so you got me. They trolled everyone because like, I saw the comments. They're like, what? We were expecting a super group from JYP.
When you sent that to me, I thought you were just showing me like, oh, this is the ITZY members again. Like the their,
no,
like
because their it said Twinsie on it. That was the title of the video.
I didn't read it. I just looked at the video.
I didn't send any context. God. I just like sent it to him.
I was like, oh my God. Okay, so that's so much for that one. But it's a little disappointing, to be honest.
I know. Everyone was disappointed.
That would be cool. Because
they were like, they already have some. What happened to ITZY or whatever they're called?
Yeah, whatever the hell. But then why not make a like it makes sense if a girl super group from JYP starts with TW.
Right.
Like, and Twinsie. That's perfect. Oh, my God. JYP. Hopefully, they're trolling us.
I don't know.
Hopefully, they use the trademark for something else. Ah, damn it. Damn it, damn it. Okay, so let's see. We are still talking about JYP groups because Yuna from ITZY, since we were talking about ITZY, she actually went out for her birthday with someone we like, but we didn't expect. It's kind of random.
Mm-hmm.
Someone from Stacy.
Yeah.
Fellow Mongnae.
Jay.
That was cool.
I didn't know that they were friends or close like that.
It's just like I think Seulyeon and Isa are really close too. So there you go.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool to see though. Like different agencies, different idols. It's cool to see them like actually hanging out on their actual free time. Like they're not being forced. It's not like a music show and stuff,
right?
So they're like choosing to hang out with, you know, other idols that they're friends with. It's cool to see. Also Yuna and Yeonjun, yes, from TXT, they're going to have a special stage on SBS Gaayo.
So this is the one that's at the end of the year. I think it's like on Christmas.
Right.
Yeah. So there's actually going to be a lot of special stages.
They usually do, right?
So there is also another one. Stray Kids Bang Chan and G Idol Mini are going to have a special stage together.
Do they say like what they're going to do?
No.
Because TXT's Yuna and TXT's Yeonjun and ITZY's Yuna, they said that the special stage would be covering BTS and Blackpink.
That's so cool.
So that's pretty insane. Mm-hmm. That's you know, those are the. Those
end of the year kind of concerts are always really cool. They do a lot of like collab stages.
It's fun if you're a K-pop stan, and especially a multi stan. Oh man, this is the time of the year they keep giving. I mean, I will kind of fast forward to one of the other news then because we're talking about the end of the year. New Jeans will be bringing in this new year, 2024. Doing a performance, a special performance, and it'll actually be airing on ABC. That's pretty wild. But they'll be performing still in Korea. They'll be in Korea
happening.
It's called Rockin' Eve, and they'll be performing Super Shy ETA literally on December 31st at 8 p.m., so New Year's Eve.
Was this the one that BTS was on before?
I think it might be.
It was, Rockin' Eve.
I think it might be the one.
Because they did their Christmas one.
So, damn, New Jeans already.
But they were actually in New York. I think they actually
came. They were in New York. Oh, man, that was cool. But I guess you need to have the parents sign off for the chaperones
so
for
you're
New
for
Jeans.
Sure saying that they're not going to be there in New Jeans?
It said Korea.
Oh, okay.
It said
Thank God, because
Rockin' Eve from South Korea performing their hits.
I thought it meant like because they're from South Korea.
Oh, I don't know. Actually, there you go. Shit.
Because, like, me and Charissa were like, damn, they like the East Coast a lot.
Oh, well, I don't know then.
So I was like, are they actually going to be in New York?
I guess we're going to New York. I guess we're going to New York, Haley. Pack your bags.
Because I was like, are you for sure? Because I was, the way that I read it, it was like, I thought that they would be there. Oh, yeah, like
this group from South Korea, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Now that you put that in my head.
Okay.
I guess you haven't been to New York yet, right?
I haven't.
Here's our excuse. It's going to be freezing cold.
Yep.
So that's happening. Time to rewind back to where we were. Your other new group of boys.
Yes. Rise. They are already LV ambassadors.
There you go.
I'm like, what the fuck? So they're joining Felix and there's other... Oh, Nyeon.
Hain.
Yeah, there's like a lot of them.
There is a lot of them. But damn, yeah, the whole group, there. Huh?
Yeah, the whole group. They're all LV ambassadors.
Rise of Lights.
House ambassadors. Yep.
So there you go, SM.
Mm-hmm.
Even, and then Aespa still just has Givenchy. I feel like Aespa could get like other ones too.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We'll see. It's like, I don't even know how this happens. Like, do they reach out to the idols?
I'm pretty sure.
But that's crazy that they go to the whole group.
Then I think the actual company like chooses who they want. Because I'm sure they get tons of different
like endorsements.
Deals and like requests. So you kind of got to pick and choose.
But I was just like kind of shocked that they already, because they're new. And then like it
says a lot already,
Felix,
right?
You know, it took him a while, even though he's been like decked out in LV for a while.
SM was like, as soon as Louis Vuitton asked, like, yes.
Yep.
Sold.
Yeah, exactly.
Sold to Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Oh, you have some 17 stuff.
I do. So I think we mentioned this before. This was last year, actually, because when Wednesday, the show on Netflix came out, if you guys watched it, there was Wednesday and then her best friend, Enid.
Yes.
Who was like the polar opposite of Wednesday. Wednesday from the Addams Family, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about. There's like a show on Netflix for it. So Emma, who played Enid, was actually, or is actually, a huge K-pop fan. She likes Stray Kids and then also us, but then her main group is Seventeen.
She's like, a fellow carrot.
Every time they interview her and like ask her what she's listening to or like what kind of music she likes, she always says Seventeen. So
and didn't they ask Wednesday?
I think so, and hers was Stray Kids. Also.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah,
if you didn't know that,
it's like the polar opposites too, actually. So like her music is very Stray Kids is more like dark ish.
Like,
I guess
it's like hype. It's all hype,
and then
stuff.
17 is more like bubbly, and it's bubbly hype. Emma's like character, but her bias is actually Jonghan.
Ooh.
Oh, which we'll mention him later too, but so like a lot of 17 did watch Wednesday and they were fans of Emma, and then when they found out that she was also a carrot,
uh-oh,
like they reached out to her, and they
it took them a year.
Yeah, that's why to actually like meet in person.
What
but
the
like
hell?
Before that, they had sent her like a signed album. They did like
that.
A
that's
video
right.
call or something together, but. Yeah, so they finally met her in person, and they all took a photo, like all of 17, and then they were doing Hoshi's Hora.
Of course. Hora.
Horanghae. My God, I couldn't
always,
even say it.
Always do that.
Yeah. I mean, he even got epic high doing that,
oh,
too.
My gosh.
So, yeah. So, I don't know. I was just really excited to see that. I was like, she's a successful carrot who got to meet her.
She did.
Her idols.
So, you can do it, too. You just have to become a famous actress,
yeah,
or actor.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen. But then we mentioned Jonghan. So, he had previously injured his left ankle and then was receiving treatment on it. But then he has still been performing and, like, touring, even though he's had an injured ankle. But I think
they even performed at Mama.
Yeah, exactly.
So, they were going crazy.
But obviously, like, this was not probably good for him because now that his ankle pain has worsened and he was immediately, he went to hospital and they diagnosed him as needing surgery, basically. So it was like really serious,
the fact
I
that
guess.
They, like, I know obviously they're not going to disclose
exactly what,
but man, if they took him to the hospital and they said he needed surgery already,
his
it makes me wonder.
Fucked up.
It makes me wonder.
Yeah.
He probably got like an ankle, like arthrodesis or
that
something.
Sucks,
like, trying to think, because, like, it's either like something's really bad with like around the cartilage probably, or it's possible this is a type of fracture.
Maybe.
But damn, that's, yeah, that she's going to be out for a while.
Especially for like a, you know, he's a dancer, so. Like,
you use those ankles.
Oh my goodness. So he'll be like sitting out.
Every day.
But it's funny though, because like, I remember him was, I think it was last year too. He had like an arm injury or something.
Oh, his wrist, right? I remember, yeah, the cast.
But he had a cast and he wasn't even using it. He was like throwing it out and, not throwing it out, but he had his like hand hanging out of a sling the whole time. But anyway, so he underwent surgery on the 13th.
Oh, so he did get it, the surgical treatment
right away.
Wow.
And then the morning of the 14th, they said it was like a successful surgery, but now he has to be like recovering, recuperating, and then he won't be participating in any of like the upcoming activities, which is including the 17 tour followed to Japan in Fukuoka. Coming up, and then also the concerts in Bangkok, Bulacan, and Macau. So he'll be out
to be
for
expected.
A while.
Like if he had surgery,
you can't put him on that.
Can't.
He's not gonna.
The
be
only
doing
thing
anything.
You could do is make him maybe sit on the side like they did for like Jin.
Yeah, and like he'll just sing.
Even Tae, remember?
Yeah,
like they had him on the side for like BTS when they performed a little bit. But
yeah, maybe when he's like feeling a little bit better.
Yeah,
they
course.
Might do that.
He needs to if he's gonna fresh out of surgery. He can't really do that.
Yeah, so. Get well soon. That sucks. But
get well soon, Jonghan, because that's tough. That's hard to go through, especially. I feel like, it's just like nonstop injuries.
Yeah.
It sucks. What are you going to say?
The baby shark.
Yes, baby shark.
Baby shark.
They have a movie coming out. Baby Sharks, big movie. The crazy part is there's going to be some surprise guest voice actors. You know, Lance Bass from NSYNC, you know, one of the GOATs. Cardi B, Ashley Tisdale. For some reason, Offset, Chloe Fineman, and NHYPEN.
Oh, my God. So, it's funny how you had put this on our news because I don't know if you watched the video. Probably not. But
no.
I had sent it in the chat. But there was that segment of NHYPEN. They're all animated as sharks.
Oh, actually, no. I saw it.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just remember now.
And it's so cute because someone had edited it. And then they put the pictures of who is talking, which NHYPEN member is talking. But it's like so easy to pick out Jake's voice because he still has the Aussie accent. But yeah, they have a big part. They're talking to the baby shark.
It's pretty cool.
I was like, oh, this is cool. Because that makes more sense for me now, why they were on the baby shark float for the Macy's parade.
Yeah, it all comes together.
Because I was like,
say,
baby
finally,
shark? That doesn't make any sense.
It makes total sense.
It makes sense now. So yeah, I guess they were...
Wow,
voicing some of the sharks in the movie.
I guess we are all going to watch all our fellow engines. We're going to be watching Baby Sharks, big movie.
Oh, my goodness. Not me.
I
just need to watch the clips that they're in.
If Stray Kids was in it, you'd be watching Baby Sharks, big movie.
Maybe.
Don't lie to yourself.
I don't know.
It's possible.
Maybe I'd only watch the clips that they're in.
Any of my
girl
groups were in
it.
Baby Shark, I'd probably watch it. Not going to lie. Twice.
Okay.
I could see Sana as a baby shark. Let's see. Oh, and we will be talking about Haley's BTS and Stray Kids segment coming up very, very soon, actually.
Mm-hmm.
One last thing we do have note here, because you showed this to me.
Yeah.
It blew my mind.
It sucks.
So we're talking about sea idols, so Chinese idols, not K-pop.
Yeah, I was scared, though, when I saw the clip. I was like, oh, my God, is this happening in Korea?
Yeah, so this is wild. Do you want to kind of go over what you showed me? Because, man, we've talked about, you know, the crazy side of K-pop stans.
Yeah.
Like the psychotic Korea, like I'm talking about.
The ones that will actually, like, hurt and injure the idol.
And like it's like, you know passing
threats.
The point of being an actual stalker fan.
Right.
We call them Saesangs.
Yeah.
And
wait, is that pronounced correctly? I feel
Saesangs.
Saesangs. Yeah.
I remember I said Saesangs. We had an episode about this.
Yeah, we're like, oh, we're pronouncing it wrong the whole
time. Saesangs.
Saesangs.
So Saesangs, man, they are on another level. Especially in China.
China, yeah.
Like,
it sucks.
Holy shit. Okay, so go for it. You could tell me. Thank goodness. Well, not even thank goodness, but good thing we don't know the idol because it's a sea idol, right? It wasn't a K-pop idol.
Yeah, it was a sea idol.
But still, what the fuck?
It sucks because, like, what had happened, the clip that I had sent him this morning, it shows, I think it was, like, four girls and then the one idol, and he was standing by them, and then all of a sudden the girls were, like, screaming at him and, like, dumping water and throwing water. Bottles and like, cups at him, and he was just standing there, and then they thought it was so funny. So like someone was like filming from far away and they posted the video, but then those freaking sasaings were freaking crazy enough to even post the pictures that they had of the idol, like when they were throwing water at him, and they were like proud to like show those photos that they threw water on him. And the reason why they were even doing that, because I had to like go through the comments and I was like, what is going on? Because like everything was like in Chinese.
It was nuts though to see. Yeah, you 100% have to hunt for the context.
Yeah,
because like after, so you see like, this, you're like, what happened?
So basically he was given like a fan letter, and then he found out that there was like a hidden like
a tracker device. Yeah, what
in
the
car
shit?
That he was given. So he went and like confronted the girls that did it, and then because they got found out, they like freaked out and flipped out and were like just like, because for one thing, I feel like Sasaengs aren't exactly fans of them, and a lot of them are just like taking photos and videos and selling it to the real fans because like they're able to like get close to the idols and like
that's true
in
too.
Any way
that's
possible
true.
Like they break the law and stuff to like, you know,
no, yeah,
like disrespect,
it's like
disrespect,
it's
like
the
privacy of the idol basically. But yeah, so I was like, what the heck? First off, why is he by himself? Why doesn't he have any like bodyguards? And why would he go alone to like confront these girls when he's just like not with anybody else? That's kind of dangerous.
100%.
I don't know if it's like different in China maybe for their idols. I'm not sure.
I mean, you never know. I at this point, that was nuts though. Like laughing, throwing water and like all this shit.
And I looked up the idol. I don't remember his name, but he's only 20 years old too. And it's just like, it sucks.
Wow. Because
like they're treating him like trash, not even like a human.
If you see this, it's insane. Maybe Haley will post it.
And then what's even sadder is that, like, after the girls did that, he picked up all their trash that they threw at him and threw it in the bin.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck? And it's like, how come those girls don't have any repercussions? Or, like, why don't they, like, you know, do anything for them to be, like, arrested or, like, punished or something? Because they have it on tape.
Didn't people attack, like... Did people attack them or try to find out who they were on social media?
I have no idea. I can't read any of that because a lot of it's in like Chinese and it's on Weibo.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, shit. That's insane, though. Wow.
I don't know. It made me sad because, like, obviously, if it was somebody that I obviously, like...
That we knew in general.
I'd be so pissed. But even not knowing him, I was like, how can people... treat other people like that
just in general, not even like because
not
he's
even
an
just,
idol
not even like even another, if he was like a normal person,
another human
you don't
being.
Do that, like who the fuck brought up those people, like what are
that's
their parents,
I don't know.
And then sometimes I don't can't even blame the parents because sometimes it's not even the parents' fault because they don't know what their kids are doing.
That's true too. It's just I don't know, it just sucks. And it's crazy to see a lot of these like videos come out of China though.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah, because remember when Stray Kids went there?
Yeah,
and
the
they
laser.
Treated them like
I remember
that.
The fucking laser thing situation. Like,
yeah,
come
that
on.
And then even at the fan meet where they ignored freaking...
Oh, Changbin.
Not Changbin.
They did.
Was it Changbin? No, they only wanted Hyunjin and it was Ian and Lino, I think.
But
something.
There was something with Changbin waving. Or was that somewhere else?
That
oh,
was in
Korea.
Korea.
Oh, it's freaking Asia. Jesus Christ. Oh, that's true. I remember now. The one in China with Hyunjin. Jeez.
It was Ian and Lino, right? I think.
Yeah,
that
it was Ian and Lino
Hyunjin.
In the pictures. And they just like pushed them to the side. Yeah. Like they just wanted a solo picture with just Hyunjin.
Right. So,
wow. Wow.
Stop sending your idols there. Send them.
They probably give them a lot of money, though.
They probably do.
I
mean, I'm sure there's some nice fans, obviously.
Of course.
But then it's just like, damn.
In the mud and the murkiness of all that shit show kind of fans, there's always a few, like, you know, glimpses of clean hope.
I mean, we probably have like shitty fans here too. Actually, maybe not. I think they actually fly in from China.
100%.
To come.
Oh my god, that reminds me when we were at Blackpink.
Yeah, exactly.
When we were at Blackpink Barricade for their encore here in LA. Yeah, there's like some crazy fans that were like going in our area, in our section.
They were from China.
Literally, quote unquote, in your area, in our area. Because
we are barricade. So that's our seat. So it's like, and they were coming from somewhere else and then trying to stand in front of us.
Get the fuck out of our way. We paid for this shit.
So we like asked security and at least they blocked them off. And
I'm glad. Security.
Thank God.
Yeah, you know what? This is one of the times where they also got new security too. Mm-hmm. They got like this. I think they're called Apex. Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally, they're legends.
Yeah.
Apex security. Shout out to them because they did such a good job. They like kept coming whenever those Chinese could barely speak English. They're speaking Chinese. I think it was Mandarin.
Yeah, and, I think
And they kept coming back to our section a lot, and we had to keep telling them to like go away, like get out of our area.
Right.
Then we eventually had to ask the security guards to keep telling them to go back. And like,
but the thing
they're
is,
more
like,
physical. Like the security guards here are good because they're like, well, like, you know, like
they'll,
go
they'll,
up to
they'll
them.
Escort them out, yeah, basically.
To wherever they're seating. So,
but then the thing is, like, even when the security were asking them initially, they wouldn't
move. Like, pretend, like,
they were
like
ignoring
them or pretending not to know what they're saying.
Well,
but
I mean,
oh, security made it very clear what they're trying to do. So it was awesome to see. But I feel like, you know, other countries and stuff, like it's, you know, we're just lucky enough that security is pretty good here. But I feel like some places, it's like just wild.
Anything.
It's like the Wild West when you're on the floor. So, I mean, damn, that was a crazy moment for sure. So, and we're seated. It wasn't even like a GA.
No, yeah,
so
we
I'm
had
like, what
seats
the fuck are you
and
people
they were trying
doing
to get in front
again?
Of our seats.
And we're in the corner seat. This is the one where we're in the back corner where like kind of where Nyan baptized us,
yeah.
But it was for Blackpink.
Right.
So it was a, you know, like we're literally the corner. There's no one else that should be like anywhere like in front of us.
Right.
Or to our side. So yeah, that was, that's our story.
Yes. Okay.
Of dealing with, I don't know if the Sasangs or Saesangs, Sasang. But they were definitely, there's a lot of tourists that travel just for
because
for
sometimes
groups.
They don't even perform in their countries, that's why. So they fly out here.
And one thing is they're, you know, very wealthy. Mm-hmm. So they can afford to like get the closest seats and, you know, just fly out literally just to watch them here. Because a lot of the times in Asia, the systems are lottery systems.
Yeah, so you don't get to choose
so this
your
one,
seats.
How the U.S. works, it's 100% capitalism with a little bit of luck if you're trying to get, you know, like retail.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't give a shit about retail and you're filthy rich, you could just buy resales of wherever you want, whatever's available.
Exactly.
So
$5,000, no big deal.
No
for
big
them.
Deal for them. Yeah.
Must be nice.
Mommy and daddy will take care of that.
Yeah.
So there you go. Well, I guess this is the halfway point. this is our segue into the halfway point. But if you're still tuning in, we appreciate you listening. And I hope you're still enjoying all this K-pop talk news and all this fun, interesting convos we are having.
Mm-hmm.
And also check us out on
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
We'll be posting hopefully more videos. We have tons of concert videos. Like I was going through some. I was like, my God.
But to be honest, we've been kind of busy.
We're 100% busy.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like it's the season, you know, the time of the year where everyone is usually busy.
It's like I'm working more just because I need money for the holidays.
Exactly. And and it's just the holidays in general. You know, we have so many errands to do and things to
People
do.
People coming, visitors coming.
Not to mention, we have a lot of friends. Like somehow, everyone's birthday, including Haley's, like is in December.
Mm-hmm.
So we have like all these events on weekends, and it's just it's nonstop. So it makes sense, but at the same time,
I know. Looking at my calendar, I'm like, oh my god, I have no time off.
But and also, if you're tuning in, thank you for like listening, and also don't forget to hit that notification bell, subscribe, hit that like, or whatever you got to do. Give us a rating if you have a few extra minutes to spare. We always appreciate it. We're pretty much available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts as the main ones. And I think it's time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, it is time.
BTS.
So the last four are gone. They're in the military now.
They're there.
Can't believe
Salute.
It. Damn.
I mean, they even had like on Bangtan TV, right?
Yes. Yeah, so there is like a little, I think it's like a 4-minute video on Bangtan Bomb on their YouTube, but it's not subbed yet, which is so weird.
Yeah,
you would think they would sub
crazy.
That. It's BTS, like that should be subbed for all the global fans.
It's usually subbed.
I don't know what's going on. So it's not subbed, so like
they're
maybe
trying to be like JYP.
Maybe by the time this is out it will be subbed, because I was gonna watch it earlier, but I watched it without any subtitles. But basically it was just like the send off for the remaining members.
Right.
They showed all their like shaved heads and
sorry, Jimin.
Oh my god. Speaking of Jimin, so like he did his final Weverse live before enlisting, like the day before.
And you caught this live too, right?
I did. So like it was unexpected. I didn't fucking
and
know.
Haley, because Haley is a freaking a demon,
I
sleeps
am.
At demon hours.
Yeah, so I was going to go to bed at 3 p.m. Oh no.
p.m.
Sorry.
Yeah, right.
Sorry. 3 a.m. here. And then it's probably like, I don't know what time it is in Korea, maybe like 5 or something. I don't know the time difference exactly, but it's still like early over there, not 3 a.m. But he came on live and it was his last one before enlisting. And I think we mentioned it last time how Jimin still had not shaved his head when they did that previous live with the four of them, and he was kind of upset talking about it, like he
did whenever it was brought up, right?
Whenever it was brought up, and then he's just like, I don't want to talk about it and stuff like that. It seemed like it was having a hard time to accept that it was happening, I think. So like once you shave your head, you know, that's it, like he's gonna enlist and then he'll be gone for 18 months basically. And I feel like it kind of hit him the hardest. So, like, on his Weverse Live, I guess, like, a lot of ARMY were asking him if he's going to show his shaved head. And then, like, he did. He's like, yeah, before I end the live, I'll show you guys. So, when he actually did take off his beanie, and then I could tell that he was kind of, like, sad. Like, I felt like
he's down, right?
He's
you could tell his
yeah,
energy kind of
I
thing.
Could, yeah. And, like, he was giggling and laughing. Like, you know, when you're kind of, I don't know, like, what the term is for it, but, like, he wasn't, like, laughing in a happy way. It was just, like, kind of like, damn, I feel, like, defeated because my head is shaved and everything like that. But it looked like he was going to cry as well. Like, he, like, looked up at the ceiling for a moment, like, when he took off his beanie, and then, like, I could see his eyes watering.
Uh-oh.
And I started crying.
I knew it. I was knocked out at that time. I'm usually,
yeah.
I'm asleep before, like, by 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I started crying for him. I was like, oh. And then, so Jungkook also did his final live on Weverse to say goodbye to ARMY as well. And he reminded ARMY that it's not the last live ever, but just the last one before he enlists. And then they went and sent off Namjoon and V first, because they went on the 11th. And then Jimin and Jungkook went together. Like we had mentioned in the last episode, they're doing
the buddy system.
So
man, I wish
together.
They did buddy system for more idols.
Yeah, it's their choice, I guess.
What? Taemin, we always talk about
well,
with, like, one of our friends.
With?
We could have gone
Everybody.
Earlier with someone, but probably
yeah,
SM is the one
yeah.
that calls the shots on that, like the company.
Yeah, because like, so for the buddy system, basically it's to, someone had mentioned that like, because in the military, especially for guys, suicide rate is very, very high and depression is very, very high. So like the buddy system makes sure that that won't happen, like someone won't commit suicide or like the other person will keep them out of being like depressed the whole time so they can be with their friend. Because the buddy system is like you're going in the military with someone you're close with. So, like, of course, wouldn't that be better than just going alone and not knowing anyone? Like, if I was to have, like, a mandatory, like, military service, I'd want to go with someone that I know.
Well, of course.
Like, I'd feel more, like, comfortable and then, like, not
yeah.
not sad and, like, depressed.
You know, the anxiety levels
anxiety,
will be decreased
yeah.
a whole, like, exponentially.
So, like, it's a good thing that Jimin and Jungkook went together, and I really think it's for Jimin.
100%. Jungkook, man is fine. That dude is totally fine.
Because Jimin, like, his personality is just very, like, I don't know, like, he gets very, like, sad, and then he's very hard on himself also, so, like, I think, like, his support system is definitely Jungkook and not the other way around, even though Jungkook's, like, the mangne. And then, so, like, people were, like, doing counters for their comeback already, you know, in 2025. And then people noticed that Yoongi's, like, date when he comes out is
it's like the longest. It's extended, right?
Like, because even though, like, Namjoon, V, Jungkook, and Jimin are going last, they get out of the military before Yoongi. So their service is only 18 months, whereas Yoongi's is 21 months because he picked the same one that Taemin did. That's why Taemin's was, like, extended another 100 days because, like, the one that the rest of the members are going into, it's, like, the actual, like, military that will be defending their country and everything. So it's more stressful, obviously. And
Yoongi, like, did he have his hair, like, shaved?
No, I don't think
right?
so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think if it's necessary for him. Maybe it's trimmed. But I don't think it's, like, shaved off completely.
Yeah, because we never saw anything.
We never got, like, a bald picture from him. But knowing Yoongi, he never posts that shit anyway or did, like, a live without it. But, so, like, because remember how we were saying, like, oh, why is Taemin's, like, thing extended? Like, why are they giving him another 100 days? And I think it was because he was going through that depression. So they moved him to the public service where it's not as stressful as, like, being actually defending your country and doing, like, the actual military training and stuff.
Yeah, it's more like a full-on, like, office type of job position.
So, yeah. But V also posted on his stories a photo of him FaceTiming Jungkook after they both shaved their heads. So obviously these two don't care about their shaved heads.
The memes I have seen on this one.
Yeah, so they're both wearing sunglasses and they're both topless. And they basically look like fuckboys.
I don't know. Like, the way Jungkook looks, especially with his, like, all inked up, he looks like a... like an F-boy for sure.
Yeah, but then they obviously don't care and they're like showing off their shaved heads and like it's a new style for
them.
And
we got to see how much battery life he was using.
Oh, yeah,
5%. He's running on 5%.
Nice. And then, so like even though I know that it's hard for ARMY because like all of the members are in the military now and it's still going to be 6 months until Jin will come back, but I'm pretty sure BTS has pre-recorded a lot of stuff to be dropped throughout those 18 months. And then, or maybe like even 6 months because Jin will be back at least. But then I'm sure that they have pre-recorded stuff for ARMY to just like, you know, make it like they're thinking of them still, even though they're not there, if you know what I mean.
There's definitely going to be a lot of stuff.
Because like already it's starting with on December 20th that BTS Monuments Beyond the Star, it'll be dropped on...
That's a documentary series, right?
It's the 8-part docuseries that will be on Disney Plus. So like that's going to be, I think 2 episodes drop every week until...
Basically ARMY is going to be fed just fine.
Yeah, like, I mean, you guys have nothing to worry about because, like, a lot of my friends who have just started getting into BTS, I'm like, damn, wrong timing because, like, they're all in the military.
But then
I was
like,
but honestly, maybe it is because, like,
because they'll save tons of money.
That and because, like, they have plenty of time to watch all the previous content that they have missed in the past 10 years.
Then by 2025, they will be fighting against us veterans.
Exactly. So Barricade. I was like, you don't need to worry because you have plenty of content. There's so many Run BTS episodes. There's so much like other like variety shows like In the Suit, Bon Voyage, all their behinds, all their concerts, all their music videos. There's just like so much content for new ARMY that like Obviously, I know they're because they're like, damn, I didn't get to see them in concert.
You're right. It's like a bad and a good time. Mm-hmm. You know, like it depends on how you take it.
Also, it's a good time because you know how long it took for old OG army like us to see them fucking naked? Not naked, but like topless without stickers? 10 years. Nope. 10 years. Look at this.
The most important part, obviously, Haley has her priorities. She's very enthusiastic passionate about this.
These new army get to see them right away.
Yeah, you get to see all these nipples. You got to see this Jungkook sleeve.
Exactly. That was didn't show any
of this shit. Like, I remember back in, because like when I started watching more K-pop because of you, that was like, what, 2017, 2018?
Yeah, 2017.
Though everything is just censored.
Censored.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
So, I mean, like, it's a good time. I know it sucks. But then the thing is, like, at least it gives you time to get to know BTS and then watch all their shows.
You could grow up with them.
Exactly. And then by the time they come back in 2025, you will have money saved. And then you can see them in concert. So, that's fine.
Damn you all for who's going to be going against us
in
Barricade. We'll see you there, I guess.
Oh, I don't know about Barricade for them. Well, I mean, only if I'm lucky.
Well, that's why you're saving up for 3 years, right? 2 years.
Stray Kids will leave me broke, though. So the thing is, like, I feel like these ARMY, that's their only group.
And you can't look at me. I'm going broke next year already. There's way too many girl groups I want to check out.
Yeah.
I mean, NewJeans and LeSserafim, top the list. Twice will always be there. Oh, we didn't even talk about that. Twice.
What? Oh, right. Yeah, they're coming to Vegas.
We'll just wait till the end. But Twice has announced a crazy, like, encore show
in
Las Vegas.
I think we had mentioned it. But, oh, no.
No, we haven't said stories. Anything.
I think we were like, oh, like, could this be, like, is this a concert or is this going to be like a movie?
Yeah. See, so people were speculating it was probably, I can't even talk because it was wild when it happened. We thought it was a theatrical release.
I didn't. I was like, if Live Nation is posting this is a fucking concert. I'm sorry.
I agree. Why would Live Nation be posting it? Live Nation's not going to. Well, yeah. No, actually, not. I'm trying to think. Didn't they Live Nation have stuff about, was it 17's movie?
Was that Live Nation? I thought that was something else.
Either way.
I mean, I don't remember that, but then...
That's
why I was like, I think it's a concert.
It ended up, being a concert at Allegiant, which is where BTS... The last place... people that performed there was Blackpink and BTS. So it's huge. It's another huge stadium.
True.
Like,
yeah,
SoFi
it's
level status.
Mm-hmm. It's freaking massive, and it's a new stadium, too. It's really nice, but then damn. If you don't have Barricade... You won't see shit.
the show is actually going to be taking place, is it in February or March? I think it was March. Yeah, March 16th.
Oh, it's like 3 days after IVE.
Exactly. So I don't even have the Twice thing on my calendar because, you know, we don't have tickets yet because they just announced it. But I have IVE on my calendar and I was like, it is 3 days after IVE here in LA. So we got Barricade, IVE, and then depending if we get Barricade for retail... For Twice, we'll go to Vegas. But if we don't...
Like, they're really milking this.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, didn't they just have a fucking encore and now it's another encore?
Yes.
Well, let's add Vegas. Okay.
Yes.
At the biggest stadium in Vegas. Damn.
I mean, Vegas is fun, though. It's a cool place to watch
it.
It's
true.
The thing is, though, our friend Han that informed us, there's a reason why they do this. Do you remember?
Oh, because they get paid more.
So, yes, when Twice... And a lot of these artists perform internationally, they get more of a bigger pay cut for themselves.
Yeah, I think it's like 80% or something, right?
No, it's not too much. Like 60 or 70 or
something.
That's still
a lot.
Well, yeah, because when they perform in Korea and like around Asia, it's like they get like, I think, a 30 or 40%. Mm-hmm. And then you have to split that between amongst the members, the number of members in a group. Twice has 9.
Yeah.
Do the math.
Right.
And then if they get obviously way more money, almost like double the profit from going internationally. So it's like they get to travel internationally. Mm-hmm. They get to make more money. So it's kind of like a win-win.
Right. And then JYP obviously likes to send his artists here.
Oh, he
Bless
loves
you.
It.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it, honestly, but...
JYP.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's the reason why.
So there you go. Twice will be having their encore, another encore ready-to-be concert, probably to finish and top everything off.
Yeah.
It's only one day, March 16th. quote unquote, only one day.
I hope it stays as one day.
Haley.
But I don't think
so. This is JYP. We know this man is going to add a second date right after on Sunday.
That's true.
Or maybe even like Friday. During the week or the week or like the next weekend. Who knows? But a second one's going to be added as soon as this quote unquote sells out.
AKA but half of it. Scalpers.
Half of it is going to be fucking Ticketmaster's bullshit official platinums.
Right.
So brace yourself once.
But it's stupid because like this stadium is fucking like 70,000 people. Like,
brace yourself.
What the hell?
Brace yourself.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
Brace your wallets.
So, moving on to Stray Kids. They're currently, as we speak, as of this recording, they're in the Philippines right now for the Asian Artist Awards. I think last year it was in Japan.
We brought it up a little bit, I think, from last episode, too, that they'll be performing.
Yeah, so
the Philippines getting fed.
Yeah.
Getting fed well.
Bring it up.
The motherland.
So, it will be tonight. December 14th at midnight PST. So it's like not too bad of an off time because like it's not in Korea.
I guess. I didn't know it's going to be just like, that's actually not too bad. You're right.
Because
usually
at like
3 or 4 a.m.
Yeah. So it's actually being streamed on the Weverse app and it's happening right now. As we speak for the red carpet, I saw like some of it, but I'm just going to like watch the clips later, but there's like a huge lineup for that.
This lineup is stacked.
I took a screenshot of it.
This lineup is stacked. It is not fair, Philippines.
Yeah, so the MC is Won Young, King Daniel, and Sung Hanbin. And then they have a lot of performers. Eunbi, Jaejung. Jaejung is like freaking legendary. He's from DBSK.
Super OG.
Yeah.
What is this, Gen 2, right?
Yes. New Jeans, The Boys, Dreamcatcher. I'm just going to list the ones that I know because there's some that I don't. Lapilus, Le Sserafim.
Of course, Lapilus. Mm-hmm. At least Shanti will be getting a lot of love.
Yes.
Being in the motherland.
That's true. Boy Next Door, 17, Stacy, Stray Kids, NMIX, Oneus, Lim Young Woong, Zero Base One, Kepler, Kingdom, Tempest, Horizon, which is the one that's a full-on Filipino group, but they promote in Korea. Akmu, ITZY, Card, and Team.
Damn.
And then some other people.
This list is insane.
That are probably, like, I think Filipino artists. Pablo?
That sounds Filipino, but...
Why isn't... What's that
this
one?
This is so cool.
What is their name?
SB19.
Yeah, that's their name, right? Why aren't they there?
I don't know. They're busy taking over the world.
Yeah, so that's the lineup. And then, so Felix has been doing a lot of Instagram lives. Or maybe this was just one live. I've seen like a lot of clips from it. So someone asked him if he had seen or if he sees the edits on TikTok. And like you should have seen the face. I think I posted it.
He's
on
a social media whore.
He is. He lives
so
on social media.
You know.
But you should have seen his like little mischievous face that he pulled when someone asked him. He's like, of course I've seen them. So I'm wondering, like, he probably sees those thirst traps that we make of him. And then all the ships that we ship him with.
Sail away, baby.
Hyunjin and then Lino. Like, I'm sure he's seen all of those. But then there was one video in particular that he was talking about that he saw an edit of. And then it was the one where he was in an interview and they were asking the members, like, what is their total screen time per day? And then he didn't want to show his because it was 3 hours on just TikTok.
Holy smokes.
So, like, if he sees the edits, of course he sees the fucking edits. It's 3 hours.
3 hours? I don't even spend 3 minutes.
The thing is, like, because I look at my screen time, like, I keep track of it, and then I think per day, I think altogether, it's probably 3 hours, like, with everything. I'm not just on one app.
No, yeah, yeah.
Like,
this
that's
is
including,
insane
like,
that
YouTube
it's a
stuff.
Single app.
So he was, like, embarrassed to show it. So, like, if you think he hasn't seen the edits, he's seen all
he's
of
seen
them.
He's seen every type.
Every single type.
Everything you can think of.
I feel like he's just like Jungkook. Jungkook lives it's on just TikTok.
Like
his,
yeah, that's probably just their like guilty pleasure. Like whenever they want to de-stress, yeah. They just scroll away.
And then he's also been playing Genshin still.
Well, of course.
So, he said that he wants to try Nouvellet's hairstyle since he is growing it out. If you don't play Genshin, I'll post the photo of Nouvellet. And I think he would suit that hairstyle very much. I think he should cosplay as him, and then Bang Chan should cosplay as Risley. They should do that for next Halloween.
You think they... Man, that would be freaking awesome if they
did. I wish. Man, let me win one of those fucking fan calls and I'll tell them to do it. Bitch, why are they letting all the same people win the freaking fan calls? Oh,
you didn't win too. At least you tried.
I bought one album. And I was like, I'm not going to win.
Yeah, but you can't win if you don't.
Exactly. I have more chances to enter with the one as opposed to buying zero.
Exactly.
So I was like, okay, I guess because I get some like special photo card, I'll get this one.
There
so.
You go. That's the secret. Just do that. Just wait for these special fan call events.
Yeah.
And that's when you order the album.
Mm-hmm. And then his current team for Genshin is Scaramouche, Bennett, Yellen, who he kept calling Yelena? And I was like, who's Yelena?
Maybe he likes that name.
Yellen, the dice girl.
Yeah, I know. I call her Yelan, but then I always wanted her, Yelan. But I don't know what her actual, I don't know. Tornado.
And then he also has Zhongli. Yes,
you gotta
Zaddy.
Have Zaddy Zhongli. He takes care of everyone. But this dude runs Bennett with everything.
Yo, get Kakomi. Oh no, he has Kakomi.
No, didn't you see what he just uses Bennett to stack buffs to increase attack.
Yes.
He doesn't use it kind of for healing, but it's more because of the bonus damage.
Okay.
Yep.
Stray Kids were also recently in Japan, as always in Japan, for a pre-recording of Music Bank Global Festival in Japan. And it will be streamed on December 15th, so that's like tomorrow, I think.
Oh my god, it is. I can't believe that. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Because they pre-recorded it last week, actually. And then they did a joint stage with ATEEZ. I've seen, yay, like, all the...
BFFs.
Yes, BFFs. But I've seen, like, their stages already because the fans have uploaded, like, spoilers for Stray Kids. But, of course, like, I still want to see, like, the actual performances of all the other idols that were there... I can't talk. So, like, there's a lot. So, there's Aespa.
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
Here's the list. The end of the year performances are fucking nuts. Like, I wish we could be there for some of them. Aespa, Cravity, Day 6, Fantasy Boys. I don't know who they are. Fromis 9, G-Idol, IVE, Mamamoo's Hwasa, NCT 127, NCT Dream, Oneus, Rise, Sunmi, TXT, Extraordinary Heroes, Zykers, and Zero Base One for day one.
That's just day one. Oh boy!
Can we get this lineup at KCON? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. What?
Actually,
we'll see next year.
Our lineups at KCON have been pretty good, to be honest.
To be honest, you're right.
Yeah,
we have some crazy stuff. Not to mention, Stray Kids did run through the crowd.
They did. And so did ATEEZ.
And ATEEZ too. Yeah, yeah. So we're not in those rows.
So part two? I don't know if this is like a separate day, but it just says like part two.
It has to be like a separate day, right?
I think
It's so much for one.
Yeah,
for
yeah, all yeah, you're right.
To
you're
be
right,
like
right.
In one.
The concert would be like 7 hours. Actually, the AAA tonight is 7 hours.
Oh my god. I'm gonna pack a pillow and a snack.
Oh my god.
I don't even know how you can get through that.
Because they go through like actors and stuff too. Because it's like a artist award, not just like idols.
Right, not just music.
Mm-hmm. So part two for the Music Bank in Japan, it's ATEEZ, Boy Next Door, The Boys, Golden Girls, and Hypen, ITZY, Kang Daniel, Kepler, Le Sserafim, Lee, Youngji, Melomance? New Jeans, Niziu, NMIX.
New Jeans.
P1 Harmony, Shiny, Stacy, Stray Kids, and N-Team. Damn.
It's stacked.
That makes me so jealous. What the fuck? I want to live in Japan.
We are going to just celebrate the holidays in Japan from now on.
Actually. Let's just move there. Let's take everything and leave. Okay.
So we'll see. I mean, I'm hopeful for KCON. We'll see what happens here. I mean, remember there was also that one talk about possibly having Mama or something here?
Yeah.
I believe it when I see it. But
if they can have Music Bank in Mexico, where is it here? Where is it in LA? Come on.
Come on now.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm done with my news.
Mic drop from Haley. So thank you, everyone, for joining us and tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast. Again, we are free and available pretty much on all platforms. We have new episodes happening every Thursday, unless otherwise specified. See, even when we went to Japan on our vacation, we did have new episodes. Pre-recorded, but new episodes on Thursday. And there's a couple of interesting ones. If you look back, I think that was in April or May.
It was April.
So we did talk about a little bit of differences about how the how you acquire tickets in Japan versus America and a lot of other interesting topics. If you want to check those ones out all the way back there in the past. So you just take your time machine, aka your phone, and you just scroll back. Haley, where else can they check us out, and what can they do there?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast, and DM us if you guys want to talk on Instagram, because that's where we're most active.
A lot of people have been chatting messaging with us. Many of you have been messaging us, not even entering, just to chit chat and talk about some of the reels and stuff we've seen, and Haley's pretty active on that, because by the time I look at it, it's all red already, so
again,
I can't look at anything.
It's my OCD. I can't have that little red little message thing.
Well, thank goodness for Haley's OCD. So, yes, check us out all over there. We have fun content always being uploaded at least every couple weeks, and hopefully sooner. Haley?
Oh, yes.
Before the year ends?
Yeah.
We're going to have Danielle and Honey, right?
Yeah, I can do that.
Your fellow Aussies, right?
I need to do that.
Yes.
That's a promise.
Okay. I promise that she
otherwise, no Ricky for me.
Oh, like that even matters. Like, what do you mean? Is Ricky... where does Ricky... Is Ricky coming? Is he supposed to be coming over?
I mean, no seeing Ricky next year. Punish myself.
Good. Okay, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, thank you everyone for joining us as always. Till the next episode, everyone, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.